We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. Jurors in the Elon Musk defamation case decide in favor of the Tesla CEO. After deliberating less than an hour, they cleared him of causing harm with his pedo guy tweet more than a year ago.
By every measure, this is a big win for Elon Musk. It was back on July 15th, 2019, when that tweet was sent where he called one of the Cave soccer team rescuers pedo guy. It was in a tweet. His name is Vernon Unsworth, and he had sued for damages against Elon Musk and wanting damages of at least $190 million up to $1 billion. That's what his attorney had argued for in closing arguments before the jury today. And the jurors, they went into deliberations at 1:32 this afternoon. They were back in less than an hour deciding for Musk that the pedo guy tweet caused no lasting harm. I happened to ride down the elevator here at federal court with some of the jurors who were clear to talk and asked, hey, why so quickly? How so quickly did you arrive at a verdict? And one looked at me and said it was pretty clear from the start. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Coughing, sneezing, a lot of people home with the flu. It's earlier than expected.
The flu season is peaking early, expected to be at its worst this month, but it's too soon to tell if flu season's going to last longer because of it. Dr. Angela Campbell is an infectious disease specialist at the Centers for Disease Control, and she tells KNX In Depth it doesn't appear this season will be worse than normal, however. And yes, the current vaccine does seem to be working.
The vaccine protects against four influenza viruses, and so even if you get the flu from one of the viruses in the vaccine, we still think it provides protection. It still will provide protection against the other viruses.
And she says some evidence shows that even if you get the flu after your shot, the flu probably won't be as severe as it would if you didn't get the shot. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Southern California Congressman Duncan Hunter wants to end the year while still an elected lawmaker, despite his guilty plea to a federal campaign finance violation. The San Diego Republican has issued a statement that he will resign shortly after the holidays. After that, it will be left up to Governor Newsom what to do about the congressional seat. He can let it stay vacant until the November election. He also can call a special election or roll it into the March primary voting.
Police are looking for three different drivers involved in a deadly hit and run on Thanksgiving night.
The 62-year-old man who was struck and killed had been living on the streets. LAPD Detective Ryan Moreno says he was a bit of a fixture in the West Adams area.
He's known as T-Shirt. That's his little nickname. Pretty well known up there. He has his routine. Everybody knows him. They see him daily.
He says the man was first struck by a white, possible Audi A5, which stopped but took off. Then a possible white Cadillac ran over his body and kept going. Not long after, a white or gray Ford Focus ran over him and his body got lodged underneath. Moreno says the driver dragged the body for 12 or 13 blocks before stopping at a gas station. Both she and her passenger got out and realized what happened.
I don't know what was said, but it looks like through body language, the person driving was like, get in the car, because the kid gets in really quick. They close the doors. They back up and they just leave the body for dead.
The initial hit and run occurred on Adams Boulevard near Westview Street around 8:40 Thanksgiving night. A $50,000 reward is being offered for information. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA pledges to keep welcoming in refugees in response to a Trump administration order that lets cities and states choose whether to take part in resettlement.
When refugees come to Los Angeles, they're not coming because they want benefits or they're trying to take jobs.
Councilman Bob Blumenfield.
They're coming because the towns that they grew up in and their entire lives have been shattered by violence, persecution, and war. They deserve our respect. They deserve dignity after the hardships that they have endured.
LA leaders are working with the governor's office to get a similar declaration at the state level. Cities and states that want to keep taking in refugees have just a few more weeks to give their consent.
Trump's executive order will take place on December 25th. But we will not let that Grinch steal Christmas for future Angelenos who are fleeing persecution.
The Trump administration has slashed refugee admissions to 18,000 this fiscal year. That's down from more than 100,000 in the last year of President Barack Obama's time in office. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.